क्या कहते हैं, लेकिन आई फील वेरी पैशनेट एंड ऐसा मन करता है कि कुछ ऐसा करो कि दुनिया में कुछ असर हो, लोगों को कुछ करो. लेकिन हम तो कुछ करते नहीं है, हम हाथ पे हाथ धरे बैठे रहते हैं, आपसे रोज बकबक करते हैं, बस हमने हमको लगता है कि बहुत तीर मार लिया. लेकिन सम पीपल आउट देयर आर एक्चुअली डूइंग समथिंग, दे नॉट जस्ट हैविंग डिस्कशंस, दे नॉट जस्ट सेइंग अरे भाई क्या करें, कुछ करना चाहिए, वो एक्चुअली वो कुछ करते हैं. एंड वन ऑफ देम इज अ वेरी 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 फाइन यंग लेडी कॉल्ड वंदना सूद, एंड आई होप टेक्नोलॉजी गिव्स माय साथ, एंड लेट्स सी इफ शी इज स्टिल ऑन एयर. हेलो.
हे देविका,
मॉर्निंग, कैन यू हियर मी?
आई कैन हियर यू.
Are you sure?
Yes, I can.
Very, very nice. Welcome to Hum Desi Radio, Vandana. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. This is exciting for me too.
I know, and I've been you know, drilling in everybody's heads ki bhai, you know, this really, really passionate young lady who's taken this, you know, I don't want to call it a cause, because then that becomes very krantikari types, and it becomes very, you know, I don't want to cubbyhole it into a cause, but it's something that I know you're passionate about, and I know you've done, you know, it's kind of a labor of love. And before I start grilling you about your this very interesting docu project that you've done, interesting story, I met Vandana in Nayi Delhi several years ago, and it was very interesting how we met. We met at a handicrafts workshop of all places in Delhi when I was on a holiday, you know, we've been in touch off and on ever since. And then when I found out about this project about hers, I said, okay, I have to drag you on air, and I have to tell the world about it. So here we are.
Right. So I'd completely forgotten about that, which is right. That was quite time back on
it was quite a while back, so it's, yeah. It's interesting. And Vandana, pehle to, you know, I've been telling people what your project is about, I've been telling everybody about your doings. Now you tell us ki aapne kya kiya Bombay meri jaan mein.
Well, for starters, I am from Delhi, so right. I went to Bombay, and this is my second trip to Bombay, maybe my third. I think I might have taken one small trip in the middle. And a lot about my trip in Bombay was discovering Bombay myself. I realized that since I have to do this project with taxi drivers, I have to become friends with the taxi drivers themselves, because they have to help me and collaborate with me. So that was quite a task. And when I went out in the streets, I would start talking to the taxi drivers. While I was in Bombay, I was crashing with various very generous friends. And they stayed in different corners of the city. So in doing that, I also explored different parts of Bombay, from Bandra West, Chembur, Malabar, Worli Sea Face. And while I was, you know, moving geographically in different places, I was also traveling around with the taxi drivers who would, you know, show me the city through their eyes and tell me their kahanis.
Right.
And that itself was firstly a very, you know, a process of discovery for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed me to sort of envision what my project would be. Because without having gone to a place or met the people, I can't really sort of, you know, decide on my own what I want to do. So that was the first step, sort of, you know, getting to know the people, getting to know the taxi drivers, the city, the terrain I'm walking
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, your project is basically, I mean, I think it started off, if I'm not mistaken, as a sort of a documentary, and then you moved on to, you know, cyberspace, and you have a website, which is, by the way, thetaxitakes.com, right?
That's correct.
And you kind of moved on to there, and it's still kind of an ongoing project. Now, why taxis, why taxi drivers, why this particular angle?
Okay, well, to start with, why taxis? I wanted to choose a space which is a public space in India.
Hmm.
You know, if I go to a bus stop or a fish market, you know, some reli wala, some place out in the open, I won't find a space which is a contained space. And for two people to have, you know, a conversation, a decent conversation, a slightly intimate conversation, there needs to be a contained environment where people can then, you know, focus in on the discussion itself.
Right.
So the taxi space is that sort of a space which offered not just a contained environment, but the people, you know, they're taking this journey together. And interestingly enough, it's also really an exciting space, because the people who get into that space are usually from different backgrounds.
Right.
So you'll find a nice cross-section of Indian society interacting in this taxi. So that was the taxi space in itself.
Right.
The drivers is because the drivers are normally, especially in a city like Bombay, and you know that because you're from Bombay, they're all migrants from different parts of India.
Right.
So they themselves represent, you know, a cross-section of who India is. You'll find lots of UP bhaiyas, you'll find Biharis, you'll find, you know, of course, the Marathis. But you'll find interesting, you know, Indian migrant working class people. And those people on top of that, because of their profession, they, one, understand the city itself in which they, you know, are operating and driving day in, day in and day out. And the second is that, you know, they are links of connection between other people. That they're constantly interacting with so many people. So they have a very interesting perspective about, you know, the city, society around them. They're having conversations constantly.
And you know, I guess the this is aam janta, you know, I mean, people, you know, we keep saying, ki bhai janta ki kya raha hai, janta kya sochti hai, lekin janta kaun hai, we kind of conveniently forget that who are the real people of the country, right?
Right.
And I guess from that perspective, they are the people, and they are the people that see more people than, you know, maybe you and I put together.
Right. And, you know, we also forget that, I mean, the person who might come to clean our house, and, you know, I don't want to sound very bourgeois or, like, elitist here, but the people who come who, you know, might be delivering our tiffin or khana, those are the people who really are the aam aadmi, and do we really ever speak to them about anything other than what we are interested in? No. You know?
Right,
at least
right.
In India, I find that there's not much dialogue which takes place between classes, between socioeconomic groups. You know, it's very sort of, it's limited to a certain type of discussion. And it's also because we sort of sit in the assumption that, you know, wo bichara, you know, he's not educated, he doesn't know better, he doesn't understand anything, and that's not true.
Right.
You know? The taxi drivers, they're incredibly, they have great political viewpoints.
Right.
Because they, I think, realize more than even I did for a very long time. I think they realize how much politics affects them. And it affects them in a very real, you know, one-on-one basis.
Right,
while
lots
of us who, you know, are very sheltered and protected, we are very happy with the status quo. We don't really feel that we should get our hands dirty in politics or have much of a, you know, viewpoint or mindset. I mean, there's a certain disillusionment anyways, which is going on with, you know,
the youth. I think a lot of the privileged, so-called privileged classes, they have, you know, there's a certain attitude towards politics and power to, you know, to use it to their own advantage, you know, to get a seat here, to get a job there. And you know, and again, I'm not trying to generalize here, but often, like you said, there isn't that much of a political awareness.
Right. You know, there's this really incredible statement that Tarun Tejpal makes. It's in this issue of Tehelka, which I've been kind of going through. It's got a very fatalistic sort of cover title, which is Why We Will Be Hit Again, right?
Yeah.
So he says this line, two lines actually, and it goes, the fact is the politician has been doing what we have been doing, and as an Uber Indian, he has been doing it much better, right? Watching out for himself, cornering maximum resource, and turning away from the challenge of the greater good. You know, that line itself says it all in many ways. And the elite, we sort of, I mean, again, I really mustn't put myself in this, like, space.
Well, no, you know.
But we understand we come from a privileged background, let's just say that, right?
Right.
So we have a certain role, and I'm not, in no way am I trying to sort of, you know, carry a jhanda here and put on a Gandhi Neta cap or anything by doing this project. But I think I realize that, you know, Indian politics does affect me more than I would want hope. It's actually a fact. And, you know, when
we
realize, things happen,
right? I mean, we don't realize how much things around us, even here in North America, you know, there's people that are very into what's happening in the political scene and, you know, who's running, what, you know, what who the governor should be, what's happening around us. And a lot of people are very dispassionate. They couldn't care less. And they say, Arabhi, kya hoga? You know, the same people will come into power again. Nothing's going to change. But, you know, that lax and very laid-back dealer attitude is not going to get anybody anywhere.
Right. But that's also changed, if you notice, like, you know, with the Obama campaign, way in which people in this country, and the youth especially, have actively participated is, you know, incredible. And it's really, like, the need of the hour, especially in a country like India, where, you know, we have incredibly intelligent, smart, outgoing, capable young people.
Right, right.
You know?
And that's very refreshing, you know, ki jo एक जमाने में जो ढीलापन था दैट कंप्लीट डिसइंटरेस्ट इन थिंग्स दैट इन फैक्ट दैट लाइक यू सेड द डिसइल्यूजनमेंट कि भाई कुछ नहीं हो सकता थिंक पीपल आर एक्चुअली बिकमिंग प्रोएक्टिव द यंगस्टर्स आर बिकमिंग वेरी प्रोएक्टिव सेइंग ओके यू नो व्हाट लेट्स टेक थिंग्स इन आवर ओन हैंड्स लेट्स मेक अ पॉजिटिव चेंज लेट्स नॉट यू नो मारा धाड़ी से कुछ नहीं होगा लेट्स डू समथिंग दैट्स वेरी वेरी कूल
बट आई आल्सो फील सॉरी सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट यू बट आई आल्सो फील दैट आफ्टर द अटैक इनिशियली देयर वाज अ ह्यूज अपरोर Huh. Big, you know, long cries of, you know, we've had enough, this is too much. Like Shobha Day, I think she wrote something about enough is enough. And that was repeated, like a chain reaction. Everyone from NDPV to everyone, enough is enough, you know, we're not going to take it. And there was so much hullabaloo, there's so much activism, there's so much talk. And, you know, I of course, I can't speak for, like, you know, everyone, but it just seems like all of that is sort of, you know, fizzled down. And the media especially, I don't know about, you know, I can go on forever about the role of the media here, but people really need to sort of, you know, at this point say, what now, you know?
Right.
Will this happen again? What is our role?
So
can
now,
we do something?
So now let's come back to your project. Now, you went to Bombay, you said, okay, let's pick up this space, let's pick up, this is going to be my, you know, to really classify it, this will be my subject and these will be my, you know, people that I'm going to, you know, involve in my project. Why did you want to make a documentary plus online? Why did you want to, you know, spread all over the place, and so to speak? Why wasn't it enough just to make a film about it and, you know, maybe pell out here and there?
Okay. I could have done something like that. I could have made a nice long documentary about it. And, of course, I could have, you know, had a website with a trailer to promote the film and, you know, simply left it at that. But there's several reasons why it's this, you know, this type of new media project.
Correct.
One is because at the core of it, the you know, the project explores the way in which we interact or socialization.
Huh.
And, you know, the initial socialization is a face-to-face interaction in a taxi in Bombay. You know, they're talking, it's real-time, and it's documentary-like. But the fact of the matter is that in today's day and age, a large part of what we call socialization really happens online in the form of social networking.
Right, right.
And this is, you know, a space which, you know, you have to sort of understand and really explore the nuances of what is happening online in the blogosphere, the way in which people are really creating communities online and having discussions.
Right.
So that core concept of, you know, having an interaction or a discussion which crosses socioeconomic sort of borders and boundaries can be, you know, it exists on different platforms. So the first platform is documentary film and, you know, the filming that I did in Bombay. And the second platform, I see it as the internet, where more and more people can then come online and participate in that initial conversation in the taxi by giving their take.
Right,
and hence,
right.
You know, the taxi takes from there.
Therefore the name.
Yeah.
Very cool. And how long did this entire thing take you, Vanna?
I took two trips to Bombay.
Huh.
My first trip was 2 weeks long, during which I tried to understand the ground realities of what I'm trying to do.
Huh.
You know, find out, will the taxi driver let me sit in the front seat with him?
Right,
will the
right.
passengers then talk if I'm sitting in front?
Right.
You know, will the taxi driver agree? You know, just for starters. And one of the huge things was, you know, he said, if you're sitting in front, A, I'm not going to get a passenger. B, I'm not going to get paid. Like, this is really, you know, this isn't happening.
Right,
so there are all these different things that I had to, like, really explore. Logistically, I had to figure out if I could even hear the conversations
recorded
on a mic, you know, in such a noisy city. not that any other big city is not noisy, but
हमरे बम्बई को noisy कहत रही हैं आप.
हाँ, Delhi is even worse actually. yeah, so the first trip was just a short trip. I met some very interesting people. I met this first taxi driver. His name is Jamid Ali.
Right.
And he's from Pratapgarh in UP. And unfortunately, on my second trip back, which was longer, which is about a month and a half or 2 months, he wasn't there. But Jamil Ali was like a mentor. He was like my taxi driver mentor. He would call me from there, and I would say, Jamil Ali bhai, you know, kaise kare, bahut mushkil hai, taxi drivers aren't helping me, how do I sort of, you know, navigate all this. He would actually give me the tips and tricks of how I need to go and, you know, present my project. It was great. It was amazing. You know, I had this, like, inside, this insider giving me, you know, aap aise bolo, to wo na nahi karenge, you know. Like, yeah, it was really great. He's actually the one who's right now on the blog. I have 20 hours of footage which I have to go through and several other taxi drivers who have to be featured.
Wow.
But right now on the blog, you'll see Jamid Ali.
All right. We're going to go into a quick little Gana, and when we come back, we'll grill Vanna a little more about this project. You know, that's kind of interesting that you said how it's, how, you know, you had to rope in people for the project and how you convinced them. We'll talk about that when we come back. Here's a fun song, kyunki aap originally Delhi Seher ki hain. Here's a song called Delhi Destiny from the movie 99. You're listening to Hum Desi Radio. Don't go anywhere. भाई आपकी डेस्टिनी क्या है, हम कहाँ जाने, हम कोई पाम रीडर वात थोड़े ना है, लेकिन अपनी डेस्टिनी को अपने हाथ में लेने वाली है एक प्यारी सी महिला who we're having a very fun conversation with. Welcome back, Vanna. She actually decided to do something about a lot of stuff that's going around, and she said, okay, let me, you know, get on with this project and do something. And what she did was she went to Bombay, got into taxis, convinced a bunch of taxi drivers ki bhai mujhe ye project karna hai, mujhe janna hai ki logon ki kya raaye hai, kya aapke opinions hain, jo terrorism ho raha hai, jo itni sari itna sara aatank hai, lots of things. And she got them to get other people talking, and that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Am I right, Vanna?
That's pretty much.
More or less.
Well done, yeah.
Missing a few details here and there, but more or less on the right pattern. Now,
right.
You know, you mentioned that you did have a few obstacles in trying to convince the taxi drivers into being part of the project. Now, how did you rope them in? How did you get them on board? Kya kiya aapne unko patane ke liye?
Achha, so there was no one formula which worked.
Right.
I did several types of things.
Huh.
The first thing which was... like I mentioned, Jamid Ali, he was a taxi driver who I met through another very interesting lady, in fact, who's American but has lived in Bombay for 14 years.
Wow.
She has a blog called Meter Down.
Okay.
She, you know, has learned Hindi now, and she gets into taxis and has conversations with the taxi driver. These are just audio conversations. And she's exploring their kahanis, how they came to Bombay, you know, how they moved there and other issues that they have. But she introduced me to Jamid Ali because he was one of the taxi drivers that she had met. And she tried to do this with several other taxi drivers. And that was great because actually having someone introduce you to someone is always easier than trying to create a rapport with a person initially.
Right.
So that was one sort of way in which I, you know, sort of met taxi drivers.
Correct.
The second was anytime I had to go anywhere, which was very often, especially if I had to take a cab, I would always try to take a cab, if not, you know, not an auto, and I would just start talking to the taxi driver. So I met some very interesting taxi drivers like that, and, you know, one of my first initial questions was, jab 26 kya hua tab aap kahan the? Because I really wanted to find taxi drivers who were affected by the attack, who were there and had seen things. So I met, for example, Mohammed Sameen like that. And he was a very sweet man who was very touched by the conversation that we had. And he said, you know, no one's ever spoken to me so nicely. And no one's ever really wanted to know, you know, what I feel about these things. And aap jo bhi chahe, main aapki madad karunga. Aap jaise bhi chahe, matlab aap mujhe phone kariye. And I'll definitely help you.
And देखिए ये basic चीज होती है, you know, everybody is a nice person. You know, it's only a matter of you trying to reach out to that niceness, right? And that's
right.
So sweet. बिना जान पहचान के कोई उनको, like, you know, he's not going to get anything out of it by helping you, but he still did. I mean, that's so sweet.
Right. And but that's something which I find in India. You know, if you really reach out to someone, people have a certain insaniyat which really, you know, it's above and beyond, you know, this sort of facade of materialism and skepticism which is sort of now in India. You find that people really have a very good heart. They really want to help you and they don't think of first themselves.
Right.
So anyways, Mohammed Samin was another example. Let's see. Once, of course, I was going out with a friend and, you know, I was trying to find this place called Blue Frog, which apparently has very nice jazz music.
And happening,
I was trying
to
sort of have a nice evening, right? And the taxi driver was this really nice young guy who, his taxi was all red. You know, the upholstery was all red.
Ooh.
He had a fancy wooden steering wheel.
Nice.
He had a red light in his taxi.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he was, you know, this incredibly sort of
jazzed
charismatic
up.
young taxi driver.
Huh.
And, you know, once again, I, you know, many times I would try to hold back because after a certain time, I was just tired of having these conversations. But once again, I started talking to him. And he was incredible, Rameshwar Singh Gupta.
Huh.
He would after that call me every morning saying, you know, chale, aaj nikalte hum shooting ke liye.
So cute.
He was great. You know, he had two different taxis. He tried to help me with several things. At one point, my friend was looking. No, at one point, my friend janitor was looking for a house and he asked her. And the taxi driver, you know, came on board again to try and find housing for someone else. He was this great sort of, you know, saintly guy, saintly taxi driver. Of course, there was lots of taxi drivers who weren't interested also, you know. I won't try and, like, say that everyone was, super...
But,
you know,
look at it. I mean, you're really interrupting their work, you know.
Right.
I mean, So...
And, you know, even though sometimes they would say, job kar rahe hain bahut achha hai, you know, great cause, we, you know... we believe in what you're trying to do. At the end of the day, some of them either said, you know, we don't have much to say. Secondly, the camera did intimidate them. They didn't want to say stuff on camera.
Correct.
And lots of times, you know, they were worried about what they might say and where that might reach.
Right, right.
The Muslim taxi drivers, I felt they were a bit concerned about that. The Hindu taxi drivers, they didn't really feel like talking about this whole Atankwadi thing and RSS and... you know, Babri Masjid or any of these things.
Right.
So they all sort of, some people were very protected in that sense.
Well, controversial kind of touchy topics and they don't want to talk about
it,
is it?
Right.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, how did you convince them or how did they initiate conversations with the passengers about something like this? You know, asking where are you going? Your baby is so small. You know, random stuff like that is a different thing. But, you know, saying... you know, literally grabbing the bull by the horns and saying, okay, what do you think about terrorism? How did they manage to do that?
Well, it was funny because in a sense it was having a crash course in media with the taxi drivers. So I would get in, I would first try to get to know them. Kahan ke aap, kitne saal se taxi chala rahe ho? You know, where were you when the attack took place? Why do you think it happened in a city like Bombay? And that's a very important question. So some of the questions that I would ask them, I would then ask, you know, them to ask the passengers. But in a sense, I was, you know, giving them these, it was sort of like me grilling them, like a teacher at some point. Aap aise poochiye, aap aise poochiye. Dekhiye, you know, like I was kind of teaching
guiding them
like these media skills of journalism.
Okay.
And
you can teach me too. I totally lack.
No. I think you're like way good. But, that's what I ended up doing. So some of them, of course, you know, just went with it.
Right.
Some of them are very batuni themselves, you know, Jamid Ali, highly talkative chap. So that, you know, added to the mix. If they're very shy and reserved, sometimes I'd say, aap bas, you know, just khul ke baat kariye. And, it was, in a sense, I felt like a bit of a stage actor. And my stage was this taxi, and there I'm directing this taxi driver while he's going through crazy traffic in Bombay. With a camera
to earn a living.
So, you know, it had lots of layers and levels of interaction.
Right.
Which was something that, you know, was very much out of my comfort zone also.
Yeah,
I haven't, I've never done something like this.
Yeah, and I don't know too many people that have actually done that. And I find that very interesting. I'm trying to visualize, you know, one Vandana sitting in the front seat of a taxi in Bombay saying, Bhaiya ji, aap unse ye sawal poocho. And then, you know, bewildered passengers saying, what's going on here?
Right. So, and then the driver very nicely would tell me, he would look at me and he said, ki, acha haan, zara haath, you know, basically take your hand out of the taxi now, because of course the meter is outside the taxi, you know, at least in the old Fiat.
Yeah, and then he'll
tell me, while I've got my camera, I'll be, you know, turning the meter down for him. So it was just, you know, he's helping me ask questions, I have the camera, I'm turning the meter down for him, you know.
That's
so it became
awesome.
Like a little team action thing.
Very
it was very
nice.
Sweet, actually.
I'm not sure if people in North America are clued in about the meter down concept, because, you know, here we have the digital meters. But in taxis in India, they have this, it's a little mechanical meter that keeps, you know, that kind of ticks away. And you have to, it's got a little flag looking thing on it, like a metallic thing that you actually turn, almost as if to wind it. And that's when the meter starts from zero again. And that's where the phrase meter down comes from. Several songs have been, devoted to this particular thing, which one of which, of course, I'm about to play right now. Adnan Sami talks about taxi number 911. आप कहीं 9211 ना हो जाइएगा, हमारे साथ साथ रहिएगा. बहुत सारे सवाल हैं, बहुत सारी बातें हैं. If you have a question, ask devika@worldbandmedia.com. हाय रब्बा, मीटर राउंड तो हमारा 6 बजे हो गया था. आप अब आए हैं, कितनी देर लगा दी मेहरबान आते आते, लेकिन देर आए दुरुस्त आए. वी आर हैविंग दिस वेरी फन, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एंड इंस्पायरिंग कॉन्वर्सेशन विद वंदना सूद. वेलकम वंदना. And thanks for waking up this early in the morning with me. That makes 2 sleepy people on air, which is great. yeah, Vandana's still awake. I'm still awake. So things are going great this morning. Hum baat kar rahe hain about Vandana's project. You can learn more about it on her website, thetaxitakes.com. Basically, Vandana, main bol bol ke thak gayi. Aap bataiye aap apne project ke bare mein ek line mein.
Ek aur line, you mean?
Ek aur line, mein, correct.
Okay, so ek aur line. Let's see. It's called The Taxi Takes on Terror, of course. That's the name of the project. And there's the pun of takes. You know, I want to get more and more perspectives and takes from people all around the world, sort of a global discussion about modern terrorism. And, of course, the cinematic takes, because the video conversations that you can see online. And really, at this stage, you know, apart from the video and the filming that I did in Bombay, I think, and I'm hoping, that the project will take on a life of its own through, you know, the different platforms which exist online, through social networking, through, you know, social media as we understand it. Because one thing that also exists nowadays is how the youth really, you know, their way of being altruistic or mobilizing themselves or having a viewpoint, it's from them forwarding a mail, from them posting something on their Facebook profile. These are the ways in which people really actively try to show their opinion and voice, you know, war cries, literally.
Right.
You know?
Ab dekhi, ye toh wo log ho gaye who are pretty, you know, internet savvy and are pretty active in cyberspace, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about people that aren't? I'm going to twist this around a little bit and say, you know, I think it's this very intimate stage kind of a setting that the internet offers us, right? Bhaiya, humne ek minute mein type kiya, aap dusre second mein hazar log are reading it, right? And that's what happens on Twitter, on Facebook. I can send you an email in an instant, and you know, communication becomes so much quicker, so much open. Politicians are on Twitter, and there's a direct dialogue without, you know, the media intervening and changing things around, right? You're a politician, you type something on your Twitter page. 10,000 people hear it literally from the horse's mouth. What about people that that aren't so clued in, that aren't so internet savvy, that are not on the on these the social media outlets? How do you think what do you think they should be doing, and you know, how would they kind of spread the word and become a little proactive?
Well, I have thought about this, and you know, it's an important point, because when you take it to the internet, then it does become, even though there's this democratization of people having a say, which is what you're talking about, that you are excluding the very first people who you focused on, like the Aam Aadmi and the taxi driver. And there's a very interesting amount of work which is taking place nowadays in countries like India and Africa using mobile technology, sort of social activism through mobile technology. And this is something that I'm hoping I can explore at a later stage in this project if I get funding, where, you know, you'll notice that in a country like India, the driver, the dhobi, the, you know, the person who's even selling onions and potatoes on the street for less than a dollar, those people, everyone has a cell phone.
Yep.
You know, it is incredible. You'll find a person actually riding a cycle and talking on their phone at the same time, which is a great juxtaposition. There's such a contrast. But the phone, the, you know, a mobile, in which is, you know, which is quite, it's more than prevalent today. And if I can, you know, pull it off, right, I'm hoping that at some point, you know, if I can link, let's say a number 5632 or whatever, if I can link that number and, you know, spread out the word by leaving flyers and pamphlets at the back of taxis, posting it, you know, in places where people walk around, cafes, you know, bus stops, just like the way you have, like, you know, film posters plastered all over on posts and lampposts. You know, putting up these flyers and pamphlets where people say, you know, you have a number, you can text message, and you can say, you know, give your opinion on what's going on within the country with terrorism, 2611. And, you know, of course, it's in Hindi, English, Marathi, in different languages. People see that. And, you know, you simply text in. And this is something which is very, very feasible for the driver, the dhobi.
Right, the armed people people that may not even be as internet savvy, so to speak.
Right.
Vanna, you've spoken to a bunch of people. I know you've got a lot of response, a lot of people talking to you about your project. What's some of the more heartening stuff that you've heard about your project?
The stuff that I heard from the people in Bombay or just
anybody,
otherwise?
You know, people that maybe found out about your project, people that were part of your project, people like me who discovered, oh, you've done this, this is fantastic. You know, well, I mean, that's the opinion I had, right? But what about people, what was their reaction to what you were doing?
Well, overall, everyone thinks it's a great concept. I've heard a lot about that. Everyone sort of says, you know, that's a great concept. But at the same time, it's quite a lot of pressure on me because I'm going to be putting up these video conversations soon online. And I'm hoping that these conversations can actually come up to the potential and the expectations of what people are hoping out of this project. Overall, not to sound very idealistic, I'm not really changing the world here, but overall people are really finding the project to be unique in many ways. And that itself has been really heartening for me because just the fact that I'm talking to you right now on radio is awesome. It's extraordinary. Because by doing this, I'm telling so many more people about my project.
Right, and hopefully they'll spread the word too.
Right, and just the fact that you found it interesting is great enough because, you know, I guess there's something there. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, sort of spark that something into something larger, and, you know.
No, I definitely wish you
Inshallah.
All the very best. Inshallah, something greater will come out of it. And, you know, I think just, right? Even if you've put some sort of a thought into someone's head, who knows, maybe 5 years, 10 years down the line, they might actually do something about it. It might evolve into action, right? I mean, it might snowball into something bigger and better. Right, who knows? So hopefully you'll continue in your endeavors. And we get to see much more about this project on your website, which is thetaxitakes.com. That's the as in the, taxi as in taxi. Jo aap chalate hain, jis mein aap baithte hain, takes as in what Vandana said was very cool. Their opinion as well as the camera takes. See, the camera takes bit I didn't know about. So thetaxitakes.com is where you can find out more about this, keep posted and spread the word. And Vanna ji, jate jate aap se ek aur farmaish ki main farmaish karungi. What song would you like to listen to?
Sorry, say that again.
I said jate jate, before I bid you adieu, what one song would you like to listen to?
I would love to hear Delhi Chair. Delhi chair, if you have that.
I definitely have it. In fact, I had it lined up. Maine kaha pata nahi kaun sa gana mangegi, to main line up karke rakh leti hu. I've definitely this song, and it's a fun song from the movie Delhi 6. And we were in conversation with Vandana Sood. Fantastic project that she's doing. You can learn more about it on the taxitakes.com. Main hoon Devika, ye hai hum Desi Radio. Bahut bahut dhanyawad for being part of our morning. I'll be back tomorrow with much more fun stuff right here on Hum Desi Radio. Until then, aap ye gana enjoy kijiye and have a fantastic day. Bye for now. Bas ishq mohabbat bhi hai.